Good morning, 8:39, Finger Lakes Morning News. It is time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and Laura Turbide is here once again. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
And how are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm well, and I was trying to remember if we'd had our guest on before, and we have, but it's been a while, so it's pretty hard for you to find new people, isn't it?
You have been so good to us this is so many years now that I do. It's my challenge every week.
Even with hundreds to choose from.
Yes. I am very pleased. This morning, he has been here before, but not as recently as of late. So we're here with Bill Garrity this morning, and Bill Garrity is our Vice President of Long-Term Care. What many people don't realize is Finger Lakes Health is a 696-bed health system, but over 400 of those beds are long-term care. So it is a huge part of how we care for our community. We have a community that's really aging in place and having all of those needs that grow with age. And so Bill and his team of administrators, CNAs, nursing staff, therapists, a whole host of caregivers really create environments where people can have the care they need and also live and have high-quality life, sort of an end of life, as well as we're going to talk about this morning at other points, critical junctures in life.
Well, Bill, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. That was a very nice introduction. Thank you.
Normally what I do is kind of talk generally and about the various services. You have four different long-term care facilities. But what I want to do, so we don't run out of time, is we have a fundraising event coming up for the Struzzi Homestead Education Fund. So let's talk a little bit about Bill Struzzi and this fund and this fundraising event.
So go ahead, Laura.
Oh, well, I'd love to. Thank you. We have been very, very thrilled. And this is honestly in tribute to Bill and his staff, a testament to the staff. And also, more than anything, incredible, incredible testament to this family. So the Struzzi family and a mom of a young man named Kathy Sparick, it is really their brainchild to support long-term care needs in our community. And this is because of a story with their own family. So there is a young man named Bill Struzzi. Bill was a vibrant young man, went to college, played football at Ithaca College, living a life, as you can imagine, one that he sort of had planned for, had two sisters, twin sisters, living a life and going on for a master's degree. And during that period of time, started to have some onset of symptoms that were confusing for him, for the family, a change in behavior, some personality change, some real changes that they really started to explore medically. They looked into everything from whether there was some kind of maybe brain tumor to what other kinds of things could be going on to cause this kind of change, and really were, I think, truly exploring for a period of time what could they do to help their son. And during this period of time, it was identified that Bill had something called frontal lobe dementia. It was a very sort of, I think, both a sudden type of onset as well as a little bit of a longer term to identify what was going on. And with that, it meant here's this young, vibrant, healthy, strong, physically strong young man who suddenly starts to have a real progressive dementia, a true progressive disease, debilitating disease. While they were searching to sort of look for care options for him, as you can imagine, a family reeling from this kind of information, trying to manage the care at home, trying to do the best they could with sort of behavioral changes and things, was also, I think, really wanting to be close. You want to be able to visit someone. You want to be able to be close to home. And I think if nothing else, we talk about our services allowing people to be close to home when they need this kind of care. And she happened to find out that the Homestead at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital has a neurobehavioral unit. It's one of very few in the state, and I can let Bill talk a little bit about what that kind of license is and why that's so important. But one of very few in the state was literally right in their backyard. They live in Penn, and they are, because of that, have been so grateful. They have for many years been generous with us about the Homestead and the care on the unit 4. But this year, Abandoned Brewing Company, which is what the family owns, is hosting a fundraising event on September 29th, and it's going to be sort of featuring acoustic brew from 2 to 5 p.m. There'll be food, there'll be, of course, wonderful brews at Abandoned Brewing, and they'll be celebrating really all of what this family has been able to do. All of the donations that come that day from the food, the wine, the bartenders, etc., will actually go to fund staff at the Homestead, a fund for them to continue their education and patient care. Perhaps they want to have a professional development session for all of the staff to learn about how to continue to care for people with these kinds of progressive diseases, or whether someone, for example, a CNA may want to go on to receive their RN degree, or perhaps work a reduced load while they're in college. The family has been exceptionally generous to say they would be more than happy to have this fund be used in a way to support the caregivers who've been so so vital in terms of Bill being able to stay in his home community. The event is taking place that Saturday from 12 to 6 p.m. We hope you'll join us anytime, but I'd love to talk a little bit more with Bill about why the homestead, why what we do is so important, and honestly, we just want to express our gratitude to the Strozzi family and invite the community to come out, join us, celebrate Bill, celebrate the generosity of this family who's taken something that for their family has been a challenge and turned it into something that will have sort of pay it forward to families going forward.
I didn't know they were the family that owned Abandon. I love Abandon Brewing. If you haven't been there, it's in a barn atop a hill with a beautiful view of the lake. If the weather's nice, they can open it all up, and there's a porch outside. It's just a wonderful facility. So Saturday, September 29th from noon to 6. So, Bill, let's talk a little bit about the homestead and long-term care. And that's one of the things that we've talked about in previous visits is that that's one of the things about long-term care. It's not necessarily for the elderly all the time.
That's correct. First of which is I'm proud that we have facilities in our community that our families are able to look to. This gentleman had a very unfortunate disease process, and for us to be able to be there for the family, for how difficult it was, and for how young of a man that he is to be experiencing this, I can only be fortunate that we were able to provide this for the family.
And so let's talk about the four facilities. We've mentioned one, which is the homestead. You've also got the living centers north and south in Huntington.
That is correct. So as the vice president of long-term care, I'm responsible for the operations at all four facilities. So we have facilities in Seneca County, which is a Huntington Living Center, and that's a 160-bed facility with a neurobehavioral unit. So the Alzheimer's disease is a specialty of that facility. At the Geneva Living Centers, we have a transitional care unit, so it's a specialty there, short-term rehab. So again, not just the long-term stay that we think of in the nursing home world. We also have residents that come to us for very short stays after hospitalizations, and then we discharge them back to home or lower levels of care, so, you know, kind of shorter stays. And then at the homestead is 150 beds with that 20-bed neurobehavioral unit, which is a very specialized unit. And as Lara said, there's only a handful of these units in the entire state. It's a different license that we have to operate that unit. You can't just open it at any skilled facility. You have to be approved to be able to operate a unit like that.
And what's great is between the four facilities, I mean, you offer almost every type of long-term care there is. You've talked about dementia unit. You have adult day health services, diabetes, dialysis, respite care for families. That's any family who's been through this knows that it just gets overwhelming at times. So it's terrific that you've got that whole big umbrella of different disciplines all under the Finger Lakes Health roof.
Again, very fortunate to have all of this continuum of care delivered right here at the Finger Lakes for our community. Adult daycare is a nice one, too, to mention, because I apologize because I often forget that we provide that service, too. Monday through Friday, that families can know that if they need to work or they need to, attend to other things, that they can have their loved ones come to a safe environment. We have transportation, so the registrants are transported back and forth from their homes. Provide nursing services, meals, ADLs. So that's another great program that many in our community may not be aware that we provide. And again, in Seneca County, in Yates County, and also here in Ontario County.
I know when you talk about dementia, we're still struggling to find the reasons why dementia strikes and Alzheimer's disease strikes. But I know in caring for it, one of the things that we've learned over the years is that if people stay engaged, they can maybe hold off some of the effects a little bit longer. For example, if somebody was a bookkeeper in their working life, let them work with numbers. If they were a baker, get them out in front of the oven and baking. And by doing those kinds of activities, they can have at least a little bit fuller life.
You know, that's correct. Just because people have a disease doesn't mean that they don't have purpose. So we found many different ways to engage our residents through different types of activities, different programs. We will spill towels and sheets onto a table and, you know, feel exasperated in front of a mother who used to think about her child and, you know, having to go through and do all of the laundry. And, can you help us, fold this laundry? And then it gives that resident something of purpose at the time. And so they'll start to do all the folding and it does give purpose. There's new ways to be able to approach that disease process.
We've talked before so many times, too, about whether it was a gentleman who might have worked as a machinist and having the ability to sort screws and sort nuts. Or we know the story, of course, the person who at one point had been a seamstress and dealt with a lot of wedding gowns and things, and the ability to actually have the lace and both not only the tactile, but that, as Bill said, that sense of purpose. So some of these specific activities, there really is a purpose behind them. There's an intentionality. It's part of a care plan. And I can't say enough for this team. And I can honestly tell you, long-term care is some of the hardest work out there for any single one of our staff. And the fact that Kathy Sparick and her family and the Strizzi family recognized this and said, you know what, not only making sure our son is safe, but also making sure that we actually have a quality of care with a care plan, with intentionality behind the work that is done. And I think recognizing she specifically paid a real compliment to sort of one specific aide who works and really has a special connection with her son, Bill. And again, obviously, with the family's permission, we're sharing the story. We otherwise would not be sharing the story. So I will say that it is with family's permission. They feel they've really made it their mission to help provide education, to really, I think, help other families who, when they're going through, whether it be this specific disease process or other things, but they've done a lot of education on this specific concern. And then in addition, recognizing that families, when they're going through something unexpected like this and really looking for resources locally, I think they've really made it their mission to help people realize what's here. And obviously their gratitude to us has been beyond what we seem to experience in general. And we can't thank them enough for recognizing the role we play in the community to be on hand for families when they need us.
Well, and I've said this a million times, and I know you won't mind me making it a million and one, but to have these services in a place the size of Penn Yan, New York, instead of having to go to Buffalo or Syracuse or farther afield, I mean, that's one of the amazing stories of all these different stories we've told over the years, is the variety and the quality of services in little small towns in upstate New York.
And we felt so grateful, obviously, to be able to be right there in Penn Yan. As we said, imagine their ability to visit, their ability to actually go and monitor progress, as well as to see, really just have that connection, just maintain that connection with their brother, with their son. For us, it couldn't be possible for them, obviously, to do it as frequently. They're very dedicated and devoted. And as you can imagine, to have that level of devotion, but be having to travel to New York City or to Boston or to somewhere else, but to have a few of these very specialized programs. And as Bill has said, Finger Lakes Health has really made it our mission to sort of specialize, but also to be across our campuses, so to not be repetitive. We, for example, have a lot of rehab services across all our facilities, but again, that special needs unit in Huntington, which is different than the services at the neurobehavioral unit and the Homestead, each one of those specialized services can be provided across our continuum, but in a way that people can access them and makes us assure that we can have more breadth of services if we're doing a little bit of something different in each one of the facilities.
Go to flhealth.org and search for long-term care, and you'll see just this big variety of services, also the admissions procedures and everything. And again, remember the benefit at Abandoned Brewing in Penn Yan. Beautiful spot if you've never been there. Saturday, September 29th from noon to 6. I hear all you Finger Lakes Health people know how to party. So,
And we have no doubt where this is a beautiful venue.
All right. Thanks for being with us. I appreciate what you do and all the great services, and I'm glad to be able to tell the story.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Ted.
Thanks as always. We'll do it again. We'll get healthy and with Finger Lakes Health in two more weeks. Coming up on the Finger Lakes Morning News, it's 8:52 now.